We're chatting with Lori Barger. That's how you say it, right?
That's correct.
Lori Barger, you're the dock coordinator, a co-chairman here at the Seaplane Base. Basically the dock boss, I guess we would say.
Well, I am one of two. There's okay. two of us, Kathy Wick and myself. And we kind of split the duties by she handling more of the planes and I handle the volunteers.
Okay, I understand.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about dock operations, because obviously in a seaplane base, I mean, it's one of the most important things that happens. You've got fueling, you've got loading, unloading, you've got to move airplanes around, you've got to protect wings. How's it all work?
That's correct. Well, we are the first contact with the pilot. So when they come in, they see the dock first, they talk to the point, and they get a dock assignment, and they come into the docks, and we welcome them, take care of their airplane, get it docked just like a boat would. You would tie it right up to the dock, and we make sure the wings and the water rudders are safe and everything's protected, and then make sure their plane is secure, and we will do all of what you just talked about. We'll welcome them and greet them, get them registered, we'll get them fueled, get their luggage out and get them out to the campgrounds or wherever they need to go. We're kind of a valet service here.
Very, very nice. And most people, who, if they don't come out to the seaplane base or if they don't fly float planes, they don't really know what it takes to protect a seaplane. Talk about the operation once the owner gets off the plane at the dock. Of course, you have a lot of seaplanes. You can't keep them all on a dock. There just isn't enough dock space. How does this get taken care of?
Okay, well, after we've done the fueling and taken their luggage off, we turn the airplane, and then we have a boat come and tie up to the plane, and we pull it out to a mooring. So they are actually tied to a buoy that is taken care of and protected well down in the bottom of the lake. So they go by their nose or their propeller, and they spin by the wind. So they're all protected, they're all in their own spot, and they're safe and sound.
So that basically it's like a choreography of seaplanes out there when the wind shifts. They all just turn on their own and face the right direction.
It's great, it's beautiful. We always know what the wind is doing by watching the airplanes. It's like a weather vane out there.
Well, those are some strong, apparently some strong moorings, because the way the conditions were yesterday that I saw when I was out here, they must be very strong.
Yes, they are very strong. They have a big solid base on the bottom, and then they're done by big cables, and then attached to a buoy, that then a big, very heavy rope that's attached to the plane itself, so it's very strong and very sturdy.
Neat. Now, how many volunteers do you have in the dock area?
Well, we have 4-hour shifts, and we like to have, if we can, we have 8 dock workers. We usually have about 3 greeters and 2 or 3 baggage handlers, a fueler, and then probably about 4 boat drivers. So we have a pretty big staff at every 4-hour shift, so 8 to 12, 12 to 4, and 4 to 8.
Very good. So how late can a pilot actually land here and come into the seaplane base?
Well, we have docked them well into the evening after dark, but our operations are 8 to 8. And we have been able to help early in the morning when people have come in early or need to leave early. And we've done up to 9:30, 10 o'clock at night when they come in late, because sometimes people can't control when they come in. If they're on flight, they're committed to come here.
Well, and of course, they have to, most of them, unless they're amphibious, they have to land in the water and they have to land here at the base. So
that is correct.
If they encounter stronger headwinds than they thought they would have, well, you know, it happens, and they have to have somewhere to go.
That's correct. And since most of us are here right on base at night where we camp, we're able to do that and accommodate them, and we're happy to do it. We've got a very good team here, really happy, friendly people, and pilots come again and again because of the people they meet here.
It is quite a family out here. How long have you been coming, Lori?
Well, I have been coming to EAA for about 22 years. When I met my husband, this was something that was kind of in our contract. If we were going to be together, EAA was part of it.
And he, on his side or on your side?
On his side.
Okay.
So,
because it can be the other way, you know.
It can be. Well, it's actually kind of become that. He's a main field guy, and I fell in love with the seaplane base about 2 years into this, and I've never left. So I have a camp on this side. He has a camp on the main field, and we see each other a little bit during the week.
Oh, that's funny. Any kids?
I have two kids. They stay with him most of the time.
So they don't come over and help mom?
Oh, they want to. They're young, so
okay.
They're waiting to be volunteers. They love it here.
Yeah, it's a great place for kids out here.
Yes.
You know, it's safe. There's no traffic. You know, over at AirVenture, it's absolutely crazy. You've got to watch your kids every second over there.
Yes.
Over here, no traffic. You know, it's a family. You don't have to worry about safety issues. There's people watching the water all the time.
Right, and there's people watching your kids all the time. My daughter's always with somebody, and I always know that she's safe and sound.
That's great. So what is your favorite thing about volunteering here, other than the camaraderie, of course? Well, that probably is your favorite thing about volunteering here.
The seaplane base is a little piece of heaven. I think you've probably heard that before. It's such a wonderful atmosphere here with the trees and just the beauty of it. I could come here and just sit and just enjoy and take it in all day long. But the camaraderie is so awesome. People are so friendly here. It's just such a great place to be.
Well, I like it. We come over here every Saturday, and I've got to tell you, I really enjoy it over here. Let's talk a little bit about what you do once. You said they come in, they come off the airplane. There's carts over here. Tell us a little bit about the accommodations, the hospitality situation.
Well, sure. The pilots will come in and camp here for the week, and they will bring all of their gear. So we will unload it. We have these great carts, and baggage handlers or dock workers will unload their gear from their airplane, and we'll wait until they're all ready, and we'll take them out, pick a spot for them. We'll actually help set up their tent and their whole campsite.
So to clear this map up for our listeners, because they can't see, of course, where we are, there's an area that's kind of off-site from the main area here that's set up for camping.
That's correct. We have a great nature trail through the woods here at the seaplane base. So from the water, we take a nice little walk through the nature trail to the back of the seaplane base, and we have a great camping area in the trees. It's a beautiful, quiet, shady spot for camping. And we'll help set up their tents and set up their whole campsite. It's a really nice place.
Now, people would think, oh gosh, you're out there by the water and there's all this vegetation and it's a forest and that means bugs. Tell us what special thing goes on over here that they don't get over on the AV side. Don't you guys fog?
We do fog. That's what I was wondering if you were talking about. Oh, yes. We have a fogger system here that comes out in the morning and at the night to try to keep the bugs down. It's a little smelly for a little while, but it's great.
I'll take the smell over the bugs any day.
that's right.
One of the things I like about out here is it really is bug-free. You don't see mosquitoes out here.
No. Few biting flies, but outside of that, it's wonderful. And yesterday with the winds, we had no bugs at all. It was really nice, and yes, it's very comfortable out here. No bug bites and anything like that. And actually, not as much sweating either because of the shade trees.
Well, and that's one thing I was going to mention is you have a lot of shade out here. There's a lot of places to get out of the sun. Today is a wonderful day. Temperature's nice and cool. But if it's hot out here, there's places to go where you can actually be out of the sun. And you always have a breeze here, too.
We always have a breeze, that's right. And we have a little beach, too, so people can put their feet in the water a little bit as well. And we've got a couple of airplanes on the beach. The Sea Ray people are showing their airplanes on the beach, so it's always somebody to talk to over there, too.
So that's another thing I wanted to talk about, is you actually do have over here some vendors. You have seaplane vendors, which is there are some over also in in Whitman, but you've got some special ones over here.
We do. We have Aeroset, we have Whip Air, we have Adventure Seaplanes, we have Sea Ray, we have Claymar, which are also a float company. So several vendors here.
And tell us a little bit about the entertainment. You guys have your own gig going over here as far as fun stuff. And most of it, if not all of it, is open to the general public if they happen to get over here. But tell us about what you guys do for the people that do come to the seaplane base for the week.
Well, we have different activities every night. We have karaoke on Wednesday. That's always a really fun time. Everybody loves karaoke.
Sounds embarrassing.
Yes, that's right. And we had a DJ last night with lots and lots of dancing that went pretty late into the evenings or early morning.
Yeah, the chairman was saying he didn't get too much sleep last night.
No, I don't think there was too much sleep going on last night. It was a lot of fun. And we will do group dinners. We had a spaghetti night, and it's just a small donation to cover the food costs, but it's open to anybody that's here. We had a taco night earlier, and tonight, of course, we've got Watermelon Social.
Which is awesome. I love it. I always come for that.
Yes, me too.
There are some limitations for people visiting over here, and really it isn't a limitation by coming, but really by getting back, right? There's a bus schedule, and most people need to be in position for that.
That's right, and I guess that would be the only negative. The bus does stop at 8 o'clock, so you can enjoy the Watermelon Social up until about that time, and they will call for the last bus, but it does leave at 8, so when the festivities go until 12, you have to find another way back.
If they go till 3 in the morning, you're pretty much camping on the grass, right?
That's right. But we always have help. We have extra tents here. We had an airplane stranded last night because they couldn't fly out. We found them a place to stay, and they got to enjoy the evening, and they were very thankful that they were stranded here. They had a great time.
Well, that's great, Lori. Well, Lori, thank you so much for joining us and taking us into a little bit of your world here at the Seaplane Base.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.